Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is about 9:09 on Hump Day morning. And right now, thank you, Hump Day. Right now, caller number 97 at 800-400-3697. Not only gets tickets to Alice in Winterland presented by Bud Light. Listen, great prize in and of itself. You get to go to the Masonic on December 6th, see One Republic, Leon Bridges, Michael Franti. It's a big deal. It's going to be great. But then, in this amazing prize pack, you also get tickets to our pre-party, the Sarah and Vinny pre-party. It's our own little Christmas party. It's a special time. Winter's nip is in the air.
Will Sarah wear her red velvet suit
maybe
again
I will.
This Christmas?
With
the black
it.
Belt and the white puffy sleeves?
I don't know what I'm wearing. I hate having to figure out what I'm going to wear because I'm in all the pictures and then I'm like, I can't wear that again. Everyone's going to picture me in that.
No, wear the red velvet suit.
Are you going to buy something or are you going to just
black
throw
belt.
Something together?
I don't know. Maybe I'll
boots.
Maybe just to make Vinny happy, I'll wear the red suit
Yay!
Again.
I love it. It's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Santa's back, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, whatever I'm going to wear aside, you can still come to the party. The pre-party with Sarah and Vinny and then the actual show. It's a great package. We have lots of chances to win. Right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Another chance at 11, 1, 3, and 5. Like the pre-party on the balcony. Gonna be looking down on everybody. Eher. You want to win these tickets.
Our text number where we get your comments and compliments and more. 800-400. Right. Well, those come in occasionally. You know what, though? As much as we do catch our crap, it's really not that bad.
No, it could be much worse.
I mean...
Well, we're such nice people. How could anyone say mean things about
We've
us?
We've been around. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Yep.
Anyway, 707 says, you guys are cracking me up this morning. Between the food porn and the piano toilet, I'm dying.
Oh.
Thanks for the great start to my morning.
Sure. You're welcome. I think later today I'll flush my toilet and I'll hold my tuner next to it and see if it picks a note out.
Good idea.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for...
I'll try it right now with my own thing.
Oh yeah. Run in there. Do you have a tuner on there? Run in the bathroom and see what it is.
Oh, I was just going to sit here and do it through my headphones. You guys, as you were.
See what
I'll be back.
Thank you. See if it works.
The finale to Breaking Bad was good, but 6 Feet Under finale was the best I've ever seen as far as finales.
That was an absolutely great finale. I also think that the Bob Newhart show... where he wakes up in the set from Newhart. I'm not sure which one was which. Whichever one was the second one, he wakes up at the end of that one.
Back in the first
the set
show.
With Suzanne Plachette, his wife. And he's like, I had this dream. I owned a bed and breakfast up
in Vermont. Right.
It was genius.
Yeah. Every time I hear this Matt Nathanson song, I think of you guys singing. It always cracks me up.
Which one?
I don't know.
Oh.
Shawn Mendes.
Oh, that must be what they're thinking of, the Shawn Mendes song. I've been singing the fantasy. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Please wish my dad a happy birthday. His name is John, and the reason I listen to you all.
Oh, well, thanks, John.
Happy birthday, John.
To all the good Johns out there. There's a lot of them. I'm sure there's bad ones, too.
Men, 510 says, regarding men and babies, the study likely took a cross-section of demographics, and the average 35-year-old man is in terrible health compared to even 20 years ago. What?
Read that again.
The study likely took a cross-section of demographics, and the average 35-year-old man is in terrible health compared to even 20 years ago. I feel like we'd be in better health now.
I wonder if it's just all the food additives and stuff that they're referencing. I just don't know. I do feel like people are healthier in general. We seem to be living longer.
510 says
there's humming notes, and I think you got to go into the bathroom and let the
flush the toilet.
Yeah,
and hold
go,
your things.
Go flush. Go in there.
You
flush
know,
the toilet.
I realize
and hold
that my tuner is a guitar tuner, so it only seems to have 6 notes that it can choose out.
Oh
so
well,
now
here, get, here's.
All right, I'll use
mine.
Yours.
Yeah.
I'll take yours.
Oh,
I'll go to the bathroom. You want me to flush the toilet?
Yeah, flush the toilet.
You don't want to just try it through this thing here? Where I just
no. I go okay. Get a real toilet.
I'll do
I don't
it right
think
now.
I can do it. All right, actually, hold on. Go ahead. Do that first. Let's see if it does anything.
All right, here it is.
What'd you
if
get?
If anything, I'm getting a B flat. Take
I
it in the bathroom.
I saw a B in mine, too. Hold on. Yeah. I'll be back.
510 says 11 months off, 11 months today off nicotine. Quit cigs cold turkey. Not even one cheat. It's still hard situationally, but I'm done for good. Yay me.
Good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, good for you.
You know, I really, you know, the problem is that once you're it's like any addiction. You're fighting it the rest of your life.
It's I've been off it for a long time too, but I had to quit cold turkey,
mm-hmm.
like full on, lead up to it, set the date, lead up to it, smoke a lot the last day there, and then the next morning woke up a different me.
I may have to do it that way just because I am going to physically run out of the things that I use. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
925 says Don Draper is a classic narcissist. When he shows emotion, it is not being human. He is manipulating. Sometimes it's that. Other times I've seen him in that show. There are different scenes where you see different sides of this guy, and sometimes he's likable, and other times he's just tragic. Mm-hmm. Like you just do not like him at all. There's nothing redeeming about him, even a little bit.
Talking about Mad Men,
right?
Which been off the air for a while, but certainly available for you to binge watch. What did it say?
Doesn't register.
It just doesn't even register. So they just, that was like a made up thing. Like they just wanted to.
No, it was true.
Well, oh, right.
Sarah, I would look at.
I didn't want to bring your tuner too close to the toilet. It wasn't like picking up any sound. So as I was getting closer and closer, I was like, this is disgusting because.
Thank you for having
you know
that
I mean?
Care. I'll do
I
it at my house where I'm
I was
less
trying
concerned.
My best.
I'm sure those germs are already all over my phone.
Right. But, you know, I don't want to be...
Thank you. That's very sweet of you.
We're talking about butt dust now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And toilet, you know, residue.
Toilets. Who wants them?
925. Hi. I'm 60 today. Been listening for years. Love listening to your morning. Love listening every morning to my friends at Alice.
Take care. When we started here, Mr. 60-year-old, you were... Or Miss.
Lori.
You Lori. Were in your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, she's grown with us.
It is frightening how fast time goes, kids. Mm-hmm.
Sarah, I would look into the Juul. It's a San Francisco based electronic cigarette company, and they're great. Mango's flavor is the best.
Actually, that's mango? The one that Danielle uses is mango.
Oh
mango or hot ass Danielle does that?
Mm-hmm.
Did she used to smoke ciggies?
She was a party smoker, you know.
Oh.
I never saw her with her own pack, but then, you know, she would always be bumming an e-cig off me.
Yeah.
And now she just
now
e-cigs.
She just gets her own e-cigs. I don't think she's as regular as a smoker. I don't really know, though. I don't hang around with her
enough to
know. I
don't know how anybody does that.
I don't either.
We have our winner, guys, Monica from Fairfield.
Oh, Monica from Fairfield. We'll see you in the balcony, the Sarah and Vinny pre-party at Winterland.
562 says, I'm terrified. I smoked a pack a day for 13 years, and vaping has helped me more than any other form of smoking cessation. I switched to vaping a month ago, and I really think it was helping me save my life. Okay, well, keep it up.
Yeah, I don't know what the future of vaping is going to be if these major companies are folding, but I guess, is it a win for tobacco companies if all the e-cig places? A lot of them are owned by tobacco companies now.
Yeah.
So I don't know who it's a win for.
510 says, you guys are cracking me up with the sexy food talk. Vin whispering in the background, roar.
I loved it.
Oh. That is a good one, actually. Mm-hmm. That particular.
Oh, man, I love Vinny's sexy voice. Can you do that every day? No.
Come on. It is,
no.
Please.
707 says, and now back into the shower. Cold water this time. winky face. You got him, Sarah.
Oh, I don't think it was me. It was you.
You're I think it was you.
I wasn't making any noise. I was just sitting listening to you. You were my own personal ASME.
XYZ.
Yeah, whatever those videos are. If that would be great for me, put me in a trance, like someone could just whisper food names into my ear.
Have you saw the Cardi B one?
Jimmy Chung. Oh, there's a Cardi B did an what does it stand for again? Audio.
I can't remember.
Oral. Wait, no, I don't know.
It's some kind of
meditation.
Yeah.
ANS.
It's supposed to induce sort of a weird
tamales.
Oh my god.
Yeah, do some of that.
Keep going.
What else?
Do it. Everyone, shh, shh, shh. Just be quiet and let him do it.
Meatloaf.
Do good food.
What?
I like meatloaf. It's good. What else?
It doesn't belong on this list.
Beef stroganoff.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah, name some more meats.
Oh, every day.
Oh, more meats?
Yeah.
Sausage. Oh, yeah.
You even got bread. Okay, here's Cardi B's.
I'll just give you a small little taste of it, and it's hilarious because you like her little antics when she goes up. Here it is.
Ooh, ow, that was on one side. It scared me.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, she's touching the side.
I'll post this as a stand-up Facebook
page. That's
good. It's actually
she's actually just wearing a bra, and she's like,
oh, I didn't realize you guys were watching a video.
These two long microphones. That she's stroking the length of these long microphones. Yeah, this is awesome. This one's that's one of the best ones I've heard.
This is 13 minutes, so.
Oh, is it really? That's so long.
It's funny.
Okay, where are you going to put
it? Autonomous. Go ahead, Bryn.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. I'll never remember that.
ASMR.
I know, but I can't remember what it stands for.
415. I'm going to show you this one because I can't read it on the air. Sarah, go with the patch and follow the process. However, if you need to do two patches at the beginning and it takes 6 months to quit entirely, that's okay. This is from a longtime addiction specialist who lives in Mill Valley.
I have tried the patch and I do find that it's great. But then the minute I was off it, I was smoking again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So oh my God, Vinny's hot voice just made me have to run to the bathroom.
Nice.
I read what I could of it and ad-libbed the rest.
Sarah, try Zyn, Z-Y-N. It's a nicotine-only pouch you put in your mouth. It's not tobacco, it's not chew, and you don't have to spit anything. They're great.
Zyn, Z-Y-N?
Better than gum and got me off.
Yeah, what I need is something to... I used the lozenges years ago, and I liked those. But again, as soon as I'm off the stuff, I'm right back on cigarettes. I won't smoke again. I'll find some other way. I can't. It was such a relief to not have the stench of cigarettes in my life.
How did you do it last time? Because you did it for 7 years.
Well,
so.
I knew I was going to have kids at some point, so it made it pretty easy. I had like a real good, solid reason to do it. And not that there aren't a million good, solid reasons to do it that involve your health and the people around you and the time that it takes. And it just, that was the real motivator.
Oh, my God. I look for like a fool at work. The sexy talk about food coma foods is killing me. Mm. Lord, y'all just peaked at 7:07. That is so funny. Whoa, Vinny, can you whisper food every morning?
Sweat.
I love it. I think I love these little whispery things. Chocolate chip cookies.
Vin has a sexy low voice. He said cheeseburgers and it was all over. Oh, come on.
Bacon burger.
In my opinion, you guys just peaked for the week. That was seriously the sexiest piece of radio I ever heard. Good grief.
Okay.
Vaughn, make that the video of the day. Yeah.
Oh, is that going to be the video? Uh-huh. People even going to be able to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the name of the reggae artist Vinny was talking about recently? Steel Pulse is one of my favorite reggae bands. Mm. True Democracy is one of their great albums, Earth Crisis. They're so good. Oh, man. I love them. 510. Vinny, are you getting sick? I started the week sick. I've been sick all week.
Are you feeling better now?
I'm better. I've been getting better, actually, as the week's gone on. Right. If there was a day to call in, it would have been Monday.
We do not have that in us this week. I'm super scared, like with everything that's happening and the flu being at my house, and mm-hmm. I just don't want anything.
Yeah. 510 says, Benny Hill is a horrible predator who constantly sexually assaulted the women on his show. Now, that's a texter. I don't know anything about Benny Hill besides the show I watched from
when we were kids. Yeah, that's all we know. When we were kids, we watched the show and it was funny. That's it. Please don't ruin it for us. The guy's dead. I'm sorry to hear that.
I wouldn't have even known he was dead. Like, I mean, I don't even... But, you know, I mean, if someone came up to me and said, what's Benny Hill's deal, I'd say.
He's not the first awful person in the world, and he won't be the last.
408 says, I hope Hooman is having a good time on his retreat, too. Maybe he'll stay there.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. So when he died at his home or apartment, the police had to break in and found him.
Oh.
Sitting in his on his armchair in front of the television. And then it says, during the night of whatever date, speculation in the media that Hill had been buried with large amounts of gold and jewelry gave robbers,
they dug him up.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Excavated, whatever.
He went and got a backhoe. Like, we're going to dig Benny Hill up and see if he's got some gold on him. Did he?
No.
408 says, inspired by Sarah, I tried out that floss dance. It's actually a pretty good core workout.
Yeah.
Check your ring, Sarah.
Oh. Yeah, no, nothing.
All right, we're out of time. There's a lot more text. I'll try to get to some of these another day. But we'll come back and say goodbye, but we're also doing our podcast
today. That's right, our secret show. You'll find that a little after 11 probably at RadioAlice.com. See you in a second.
And they're great. Mango's flavor is the best.
Actually, that's mango? The one that Danielle uses is mango.
Oh,
mango or hot ass Danielle does that?
Mm-hmm.
Did she used to smoke ciggies?
She was a party smoker, you know.
Oh.
I never saw her with her own pack, but then, you know, she would always be bumming an e-cig off me.
Yeah.
And now she just e-cigs.
She just gets her own e-cigs. I don't think she's as regular as a smoker. I don't really know, though. I don't hang around with her.
I don't know
enough
how anybody does that.
I don't either.
We have our winner, guys, Monica from Fairfield.
Oh, Monica from Fairfield. We'll see you in the balcony. The Sarah and Vinny pre-party at Winterland.
562 says, I'm terrified. I smoked a pack a day for 13 years, and vaping has helped me more than any other form of smoking cessation. I switched to vaping a month ago, and I really think it was helping me save my life. Okay. Well, keep it up.
Yeah. I don't know what the future of vaping is going to be if these major companies are folding, but I guess, is it a win for tobacco companies if all the e-cig places? A lot of them are owned by tobacco companies now.
Yeah.
So I don't know who it's a win for.
510 says, you guys are cracking me up with the sexy food talk. Vin whispering in the background, roar.
I loved it.
Oh. That's a good one, actually. Mm-hmm. That particular.
Oh, man, I love Vinny's sexy voice. Can you do that every day? No.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
No.
Please.
707 says, and now back into the shower. Cold water this time. Winky face.
Oh.
You got him, Sarah.
Oh, I don't think it was me. It was you.
You're I think it was you.
You weren't me. I wasn't making any noise. I was just sitting listening to you. You were my own personal ASME.
XYZ.
Yeah, whatever those videos are. If that would be great for me, put me in a trance, like someone could just whisper food names into my ear.
Have you saw the Cardi B one?
Jimmy John.
Oh, there's a Cardi B did an, what does it stand for again? Audio?
Audio, I can't remember.
Oral? Wait, no, I don't know.
It's some kind of.
Meditation.
Yeah.
A-N-
It's all supposed to induce sort of a weird...
Tamales.
Oh my God.
Yeah, do some of
keep
that.
Going.
What else?
Do it. Everyone, shh. Just be quiet and let him do it.
Meatloaf.
Do good food.
What?
I like meatloaf. It's good. What else?
It doesn't belong on this list.
Beef stroganoff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Yeah, name some more meats.
Oh, every day.
Oh, more meats?
Yeah.
Sausage. Oh, yeah.
You even get Bryn. Okay, here's Cardi B's.
I'll just give you a small little taste of it, and it's hilarious because you like her little antics when she goes up. Here it is.
Ooh, ow, that was on one side. It scared me.
Oh, I like the...
Oh, she's touching the side.
I'll post this as a stand-up.
Yeah, that's
page.
Good.
It's actually...
She's actually just wearing a bra, and she's like...
Oh, I didn't realize you guys were watching a video.
These two long microphones that she's just... She's stroking the length of these long microphones. Yeah, this is awesome. This one's that's one of the best ones I've heard.
This is 13 minutes, so.
Oh, is it really? That's so long.
It's funny.
Okay, where are you going to put
autonomous.
It?
Go ahead, Bryn.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Autonomous sensory meridian response. I'll never remember that.
ASMR.
I know, but I can't remember what it stands for.
415. I'm going to show you this one because I can't read it on the air. Sarah, go with the patch and follow the process. However, if you need to do two patches at the beginning and it takes 6 months to quit entirely, that's okay. This is from a longtime addiction specialist who lives in Mill Valley.
I have tried the patch, and I do find that it's great. But then the minute I was off it, I was smoking again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I just... oh, my God. Vinny's hot voice just made me have to run to the bathroom.
Nice.
I read what I could of it and ad-libbed the rest.
Sarah, try Zyn, Z-Y-N. It's a nicotine-only pouch you put in your mouth. It's not tobacco. It's not chew. And you don't have to spit anything. They're great.
Zyn, Z-Y-N?
Better than gum and got me off.
Yeah, what I need is something to... I used the lozenges years ago, and I liked those. But again, as soon as I'm off the stuff, I'm right back on cigarettes. I won't smoke again. I'll find some other way. It was such a relief to not have the stench of cigarettes in my life.
How did you do it last time? Because you did it for 7 years.
Well,
so.
I knew I was going to have kids at some point, so it made it pretty easy. I had like a real good, solid reason to do it. And not that there aren't a million good, solid reasons to do it that involve your health and the people around you and the time that it takes. And it just, that was the real motivator.
Oh, my God. I look for like a fool at work. The sexy talk about food coma foods is killing me. Mm. Lord, y'all just peaked at 7:07. That is so funny. Whoa, Vinny, can you whisper food every morning?
Relax.
I love it. I think it's... I love these little whispery things. Chocolate chip cookies.
Vin has a sexy low voice. He said cheeseburgers and it was all over. Oh, come on.
Bacon
burger. In my opinion, you guys just peaked for the week. That was seriously the sexiest piece of radio I ever heard. Good grief.
Okay.
I want Vaughn, make that the video of the day. Yeah.
Oh, is that going to be the video? Uh-huh. Are people even going to be able to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the name of the reggae artist Vinny was talking about recently? Steel Pulse is one of my favorite reggae bands. Mm. True Democracy is one of their great albums, Earth Crisis. They're so good. Oh, man. I love them. 510, Vinny, are you getting sick? I started the week sick. I've been sick all week.
Are you feeling better now?
I'm better. I've been getting better, actually, as the week's gone on. Right. If there was a day to call in, it would have been Monday. And
we do not have that in us this week. I'm super scared. Like, with everything that's happening and the flu being at my house, and mm-hmm. I just don't want anything.
Yeah. 510 says, Benny Hill is a horrible predator who constantly sexually assaulted the women on his show. Now, that's a texter. I don't know anything about Benny Hill besides the show I watched when
we were kids. Yeah, that's all we know. When we were kids, we watched the show and it was funny. That's it. Please don't ruin it for us.
Anything,
the guy's dead. I'm sorry to hear that.
I wouldn't have even known he was dead. Like, I mean, I don't even... But, I mean, if someone came up to me and said, what's Benny Hill's deal, I'd say.
He's not the first awful person in the world, and he won't be the last.
408 says, I hope Hooman is having a good time on his retreat, too. Maybe he'll stay there.
Stop it.
Oh my God. So when he died at his home or apartment, the police had to break in and found him.
Oh.
Sitting in his on his armchair in front of the television. And then it says during the night of whatever date, speculation in the media that Hill had been buried with large amounts of gold and jewelry gave robbers
they dug him up.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Uh-huh. Excavated, whatever.
He went and got a backhoe. Like, we're going to dig Benny Hill up and see if he's got some gold on him. Did he?
No.
408 says, inspired by Sarah, I tried out that floss dance. It's actually a pretty good core workout.
Yeah.
Check your ring, Sarah.
Oh. Yeah, no, nothing.
All right, we're out of time. There's a lot more text. I'll try to get to some of these another day. But we've got a... Well, we'll come back and say goodbye, but we're also doing our podcast
today.
That's
right, our secret show. You'll find that a little after 11 probably at RadioAlice.com. See you in a sec.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Enjoy the gorgeous... I guess we're in for a few days at this temperature and just beautiful fall days. So if
cooler,
you can,
though. Cool, right?
Yeah, is that what you're saying? Supposed to get slightly cooler as the week goes on, but I mean, it's just perfect weather right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yes, we could use the rain. Yes, you've got to be careful about fires, but just, you know,
definitely,
if you can, get out at lunchtime, take a little walk around, just make sure you get outside and breathe the fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget about
depends where you live, though.
Yes, I suppose.
Try to relax. I know that maybe the vote didn't go your
way
yesterday.
Don't talk about it, man.
Don't do it.
Say it sexy.
Yeah, try to make it so that we can focus on something besides the words. Go.
Relax. That's it.
Oh, that's it. Just relax.
I don't know. Yeah. I can't.
Life I thought you were going to pull a Michael Jackson. Relax.
No, I anyway.
Back,
hey, we're doing a podcast, everyone.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, man. What? I started to clean all my stuff up.
No, we're going to do a secret show. We actually got some great emails.
I forgot.
Get your stuff back out there. We got another show to do after this one. All right. Have a good day, you guys. Look for The Secret Show wherever you get your podcast from. It's on iTunes. RadioAlice.com is really where we'd like you to go check it out. Click there a million times every day. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.